This is More Financial Talk with Ryan Moore from Retirement Solutions Group. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of More Financial Talk is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's More Financial Talk. Keep more in your pocket.
Welcome to More Financial Talk. I'm Ryan Moore, and with me today is co-host Tony Shore. Tony, how's it going?
It's going great. Great to be here. Been enjoying just spring and into summer now. Loving life, and I'm excited for the show today. You've got a great topic. But I've been busy. I've been doing some projects at the house for my wife. That was my Mother's Day gift to her, is to get some projects done, doing some repairs around the house. And I'm not exactly a handyman, Ryan. So I've been watching a lot of YouTube how-to videos and trying to get it done. And I've been kind of proud of myself, what I've accomplished. Gives me excuse to buy some new power tools. How about you? You've been meeting with people in the community, helping people with finances, retirement income planning. You and the kids, you've been keeping busy, haven't you?
Yeah, they're wrapping up school, and just got a lot of moving parts with the family.
Yep.
We're also excited about the 501c3 nonprofit entity that we have established earlier in the year, with the intention of having our first annual charitable golf tournament.
Oh, wow.
That will be in the fall, but we've launched a new website and working on some whole sponsors and getting a feel for who would want to join us for that. And the response has been tremendous. So it's been a bucket list item, but with our marketing director, Michelle, who's just been an absolute blessing to our company, I can kind of take some of these ideas in my head and actually make them happen, where before I really didn't have the bandwidth. So
sure.
I got the help. And so we're moving the needle. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And I know you've been looking for opportunities to give back to the community, raise some money for charity. And I think that's fantastic. And I know you love to do that. Well, speaking of giving back, we're going to talk about enhanced planning and utilizing tools to pass along and make sure that our families are taken care of. With this topic, where do you want to begin?
Yeah, just so for the listeners, enhanced planning really is another way of talking about estate planning, which just is a way of, you know, making sure your things are organized and you're thinking ahead for your loved ones. I think, like, you know, most people, they want to pass things on as easy and inexpensive and efficiently as possible. So we're going to gear our topic today around some of those thoughts and things to consider.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that you utilize different tools like the generational vault for your clients to store things and keep documents in and do things like that. Correct?
Yeah, we'll definitely touch on that here in just a second. But to just set the table, I think, you know, part of what I've prided myself on as, you know, running a business is providing more than just the professional services around money. You know, credentials are good to have, but I think added services, added values, tools, you know, things that can help people in the larger scope of things. You know, we've talked about holistic planning in the past, but with this topic, yeah, you know, I think we bring a lot to the table when it comes to helping families and, you know, some of the more difficult times.
Sure.
You know, so eventually we're all going to move on and, you know, hopefully go to heaven. Right. That being said, we want to make sure that we're organized with what we're leaving behind for folks. And so with that, I think we provided a lot of added value. We do settlement assistance, with folks when somebody passes. You know, also, I think a big part of that, Tony, is especially with spousal situations. I run into this a lot where, you know, one spouse tends to spearhead the finances. You know, I think every good marriage is a balancing act, and we all kind of take on our different roles with around the house or otherwise. And so oftentimes I hear from clients that come on board with us, is one of the reasons they chose to work with us is that, you know, if the husband spearheads the finances and he's the one that passed away first, where the wife may not, you know all the intricacies of what's going on, they want to feel comfortable that that spouse is going to be left in good hands. And, you know, educated on things, but you know, it really is revolves around trust. So I think that settlement assistance and just that aspect of what we do to make people comfortable, I think is very meaningful and has a big impact and makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah. And you don't want to leave your family or loved ones in a bad situation. And I know that you really work hard to help your clients with that aspect. But I think this is something a lot of people put off or don't Sure. like to talk about because they feel uncomfortable. Either if you're talking with your parents, if you're an adult and you have aging parents, or if your parents or grandparents talking about it with your kids, it may seem uncomfortable. But if you get it out in the open and communicate, and that's where enhanced planning or estate planning is so important because communication when it comes to estate planning is key. And this is something you encourage your clients in, right? To work with an estate planning attorney. And I know you have a system set up to make sure all your clients have powers of attorney. You have to get your wills done, trust, things like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, like you nailed it. A lot of people procrastinate on this. Part of it is I think it you know, can be uncomfortable. It's almost as if you're confronting your mortality, if you will, you know, but that being said, it's what you're doing for the people that you're leaving behind. And so, you know, we work with local attorneys to help people set up legal documents and essentially do estate planning. I'm also what's called a CEP, a certified estate planner. Now, that doesn't make me an attorney, so I'm not ever going to be the one to draft documents, but it does give me a credential. It was a difficult test to pass and ongoing background checks, and it allows me to educate on the topic. And, you know, we address things like how to avoid probate, making sure that you've got documents in place that if one were to become incapacitated, you know, you're predetermining who you would want to make financial or healthcare decisions for you. Those are durable powers of attorney, so those are living documents. And then how you're structuring, you know, the assets, you know, we'll talk about this in a minute, but making sure your beneficiaries on your accounts are set up properly. And, you know, with the focus of, again, facilitating your wishes, but all of this is done by thinking ahead and planning in advance. So, and I do think that once people confront it and get their plan in place, it's like immediate peace of mind because you've got your ducks in a row and it's one less thing that might be, you know, giving you struggle mentally for not having all that in order. So, you know, for some, it feels like cleaning closets, but we try to handhold the process and, you know, work with the right professionals to streamline it and be catalysts for people to actually get this stuff done.
Yeah. And let's go over that list of things that people need to do. And the sooner rather than later, no one knows the day or time when our time is going to come. Right. That's why it's so important to plan ahead. And you're doing it not only for yourself, but your loved ones mainly. I mean, you don't want to leave your wife, kids, and grandkids in a bad situation. So what's one of the first things people need? I mean, I assume there's documents people need to get in order. There's beneficiaries, things like that. Let's go into some of those.
Yeah. So I think, you know, without turning this into a legal planning you know, podcast here.
Sure.
Let's just talk about once we've gotten past some of those steps. So, I mean, Ultimately, once you've determined what is the right approach, whether it's a will, whether it's a trust, which a trust is an entity created to hold title to assets. And a trust is largely used for probate avoidance, which keeps the process out of the courts. You know, it eliminates
saves
a lot
time.
Of cost and saves time. It keeps things private. You know, in the state of Tennessee, if you add up everything you own and it exceeds $52,000, that's something that an asset that could be subject to probate. Many people don't realize that number is so low.
Wow.
And largely the real estate alone would be susceptible to that. But you can also avoid probate through, you know, beneficiary listings on assets because it is assigning ownership at your death. But in Tennessee, you can't put a beneficiary on a deed. So just the real estate alone would prompt somebody to look at a trust for that purpose. But once all that's set up and you've got your documents in place, you know, then part of it is where do you store the documents, right? And so nowadays, there's a lot of secure digital storage.
Yes.
You hit on it a little bit earlier, which was the generational vault, which is a system and a tool that we provide as you know, complimentary to our clients. So it's a highly encrypted virtual safe deposit box. It's a way to upload your documents, and it could be anything from the wills and trust documents, healthcare directives, but also insurance policies, birth certificates, copies of driver's licenses. You know, all of those things can be stored in a vault where you can access it anywhere as long as you have internet access. So it's a place where your kids can also get access to things. But, you know, it's important that there's high level security protocols when it comes to, you know, these systems. Those are essential because these are sensitive financial documents. And so, you know, the one that we use is highly encrypted. They say it's, you know, safer than online banking.
Yeah. But
the security of all this, just like any, you know, thing you do online, needs to be secure through cybersecurity measures.
Yes.
But the generational vault is a tremendous tool. You know, one thing you have to be mindful of, in the past, I think people would store a lot of stuff in a safe deposit box at the bank. And one of the things that can happen when, you know, the last of each spouse passes away is those safe deposit box, you know, boxes can not be accessible to the kids unless they were set up right. So that's an item that can actually have to go through probate. So if you're trying to get your hands on some key things that are now locked up in the bank, that can create a problem in and of itself. So I would be cautious of that. And then if you're going to store your legal documents at home, you know, we also want to be mindful of, you know, a tragic fire situation, right? So maybe a fireproof safe. And with the person that you're choosing to administer your wishes, whether it's the executor of a will or successor trustee of a trust, you know, they should know where these documents are stored so they can get to them. So if it's not utilizing a digital virtual vault, but also the physical storage of it, or a combination of both, they should, you know, ultimately know where to go to get their hands on, you know, all these, you know, documents that are spelling out the wishes and really pulling all this together for the next generation.
Yeah. And I think it is really important. My wife and I utilize the generational vault that you provide to your clients. Mm-hmm. And we love it because you can actually keep live accounts in there, like your 401k or your investment accounts. And we can check the balances in there. It's unlimited storage. So we upload family photos. We made a video for our kids if something should happen to us. It's in the vault. And so they'll go to you. They know, you know, then they go to the financial advisor and say, hey, you know, what's up with our parents and their stuff? And then they have access to the vault, or your executor can have access. And you can limit access to certain, oh, I don't want them to see this, but I want them to see this. You can actually, different areas can be private and only you can access. So I it's just fantastic. I can't say enough good about the generational vault, and it's relatively easy to use. And I know you can help your clients if they struggle with that. You can walk them through it, and there's good support for that if it's needed. But yeah, it's great. I can't say enough. And that's, we have copies of all our important documents, copies of our passports, birth certificates, accounts, you know, property deeds, records, life insurance policies. You got to have that all in one place. And then if you have physical copies, put them in a fireproof safe. The problem with safe deposit boxes, it used to be the way to do things. But my mom was real bad in long-term care and couldn't communicate. And then my dad's like, okay, we need this and this. We need to get some things straight with our legal documents. My mom was the only one who knew. They had banked at 3 or 4 different banks over the years. We don't know which bank, which safe deposit box, where the keys were. He didn't have access, wasn't on all of them. My name wasn't. So can be a real problem. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. So you hit a lot of good things there, and it warms my heart to hear how much you've done in that planning, Tony, because you know I'm a big planner. So
yes,
big thumbs up to you on that. That being said, I mean, like you said, there could be a video message with instructions.
Yeah.
But a couple other things beyond what you hit on, like how about, you know, final wishes as it relates to whether burial or cremation, right down to your favorite hymns, passages, flowers. You know, there's personal information that can help the family set up the obituaries, which can be a daunting task for some, which, you know, they're in a grieving state. And so not always the ideal thing that you want to do.
Maybe you've prepaid for a funeral, or maybe if you prepay
burial package.
Where can your kids access that? Where is it? Who is it through? Who do I talk to? It can all be in there, right?
Absolutely. But all the from the heart resources, you know, also, you know, what about if you have a lot of accounts online? So that's the other big thing is in the past, I think when mom and dad would pass away, you know, the kids are waiting by the mailbox to get the financial statements to come in to see what needs to be settled up. Nowadays, you get a lot of electronic statements. So there's also a document that can be listing the different accounts that need to be settled or considered, and then maybe even a list of passwords to the different websites or what have you. So that's just, you know, more complying with today's times as it relates to all those different online resources. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into it, but I think, you know, the more you plan and the more you're organized, ultimately the greater the gift and the more efficient it will be for what you're passing on to your loved ones.
Yeah. Yeah. And you talked about a lot of the big important things. There's also smaller things like memberships and subscriptions. If you have all that information in one place, like the generational vault, it's so much easier if something does happen to you for your family. That is huge. You or your spouse or both, God forbid. And you know, people don't like to think about this or talk about this because, you know, it's serious and it's human nature to put it off. But if you plan for it, do it, communicate with your kids how it works. I think it's a weight lifted. It's less stress. You'll sleep better at night and knowing it's taken care of.
Yeah. Another big aspect to this is when you spell all this stuff out, you're eliminating a greater potential for strife to happen between the siblings that are left behind. Right. And that, huge. I think that's every parent's kind of worst nightmare. They don't want to be the cause of why, you know, their children no longer have a relationship with one another. And all that planning can ultimately alleviate, you know, those issues and those conflicts. So that's a huge one. And, you know, you mentioned on the topic of memberships and that type of thing. You know, I also think of on a, you know, sidebar note, like if you accumulate a lot of flight miles or credit card points, like those are resources and those are things that can get utilized and passed on. You know, we try to accumulate a lot of that in these years so that we'll have use it as a travel account in our retirement years. So we don't use a lot of our miles right now. And so that, in my opinion, is an asset, right? So we don't want to ignore that. But when it comes to more tangible items, you know, you've got jewelry, collectibles, that could be coin collections. So when it comes to either, you know, significant monetary value, those things probably need to be spelled out in the will. Like, who do you want, you know, who's to get mom's diamond ring or who's to get, you know, dad's coin collection or something to that effect. But there's also, you know, sentimental value things like who's going to get Aunt Millie's quilt or something to that effect that maybe one of the kids like to snuggle up with around Thanksgiving time. So, and I know in an estate plan that revolves around a trust, there's something called a Schedule A that you can essentially list out various items, you know, along the way as to who you might want to give what to. You know, largely there, some of the stuff is just going to be settled up and there could be an estate sale. But it takes me back to a couple that I met back when I lived in Arizona, where one woman, she made a career out of this. So she enumerated like every item in her house and then took Polaroids of all the items. So she had a whole numbering photo system right down to every, you know, lamp and, you know, a piece of dishware. So,
wow.
You know, you can, if you're bored and you're looking for a hobby, that's an option as well.
Wow. That's intense. And I know it is important. I have a collection that I should go through and, itemize and for insurance purposes and for, inheritance purposes. And, you know, my mom used to be diligent about going through the house once a year, taking pictures of everything. And, you know, it is, but that's pretty intense. I've never heard of somebody taking pictures of every single thing, every lamp, and then numbering it and itemizing it. That's a lot. But hey, you're eliminating the chance of mistakes. You're ensuring things get done the way you want them to get done. But I think what you said there, what's key here, Ryan, is communication. And I saw it with when my grandfather passed. He didn't talk about money or any of his plans with his four children. He only one of them, who was the executor, knew anything about what was going on. So a lot of things came as a surprise. Two of the four aren't talking to each other, and they were a close-knit family. And it's over crazy stuff that shouldn't matter, right? Yeah. And but anytime emotions run high, when somebody, you know, when you're, if your parent passes, your emotions are running high. So include your, especially adult children, bring them to your financial advisor, bring them into Ryan's office, talk about where your financial plans are at, your inheritance plans, your estate plans, and all of them should be on the same page. And you should do it all at once, not one individual at a time, because my dad and his brother both claimed that that grandpa, their dad, told him that, you know, when he passes, you can just take the truck. Well, they both thought he told them that. And maybe he did and forgot. I don't know. But that caused a big rift. You know, you don't want to create family disharmony, right?
That's right. And, you know, a big part of all this is who you're choosing to administer your wishes. Right. And so it could be one of the children. It could be multiple children, but it would be one that you trust to facilitate what you want to have happen. But ideally, you're spelling it out. So all they're doing is executing your wishes that are already, conveyed on paper, essentially. So, but with that, you know, you should also have a backup. Like if you're picking maybe your oldest child because they're local and that's who you think is the most competent to handle that, you would probably want to have your other kids as sequential backups. And in that regard, at least everybody's listed, even though they may not be the primary point person.
Right.
You know, and it's also, you know, a responsibility. So it's not, you know, always a joy to have to play that role. And, you know, in my case, we've got four young kids, so none of them would be, you know, ready to handle all that. So we chose my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, to take on that responsibility if something happened to us early. And we checked with her first, of course.
Well, she's,
you know, willing to do it. But
I hope so.
Yeah. And then some people struggle with not having anybody. And on that note, there are institutions that do specialize in playing that role. They're going to charge a fee. You know, I don't think it's the ideal situation, but, you know, sometimes it's just based on the circumstances that you're dealing with and you may not have a choice. So, but there's a lot that goes into all this. And again, going back to the first point I made, you know, I think it's a big service that we provide and it's all part of it, right? Just retiring and having your affairs in order. It's beyond just looking at the money. You know, we want to make sure that one hand knows what the other hand is doing. And I think that comprehensive, holistic approach, including estate planning, brings a lot of value to our clients. And I think they appreciate that. And ultimately it strengthens the relationship, between us and our clients. And, you know, cause we consider our clients part of the RSG client family. And when you start delving into this side of their lives, it does start to get personal and it creates a deeper relationship of trust and ultimately gives them peace of mind to know that they've got a group there that in the worst of times, we're going to be there to help the family and provide trustworthy guidance.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And it's a big part of what you do. And it is like a family at RSG, you and the people you work with. I think it's fantastic. You've got a great team there. So for our listeners and viewers out there, Ryan, if they have questions about estate planning, enhanced planning, what, you know, how their legacy fits in with their overall finances or their overall financial planning for that matter, or retirement planning, you do that there. How can they get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Yeah. And with that, we coordinate with attorneys too. So, so we help with every step of the process, including the legal help that needs to be involved in that. But folks can, you know, get a hold of us directly at area code 615-467-6300. You can also email our office at info@rsgtn.com or just check out our website at rsgtn.com.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Great show today. So important. This is a great topic. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of More Financial Talk with our host, Ryan Moore.
Thank you for joining us for More Financial Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Ryan Moore at Retirement Solutions Group at 615-467-6300 or visit rsgtn.com. Join us again soon for another episode of More Financial Talk. Keep more in your pocket.
Advisory services are offered by Retirement Solutions Group, Inc., an investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered independently through Ryan Moore and Greg McGee, sole proprietors. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.